Riding Philadelphia's subways is becoming a lot safer, and police credit a new push to crack down on turnstile jumpers. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, arrests of so-called fare evaders are almost 10 times what they were just 2 years ago.
A couple of years ago, cell phone service was extended in all of SEPTA's subways, and transportation officials started to notice something.
They get engrossed in what they're doing and don't see when somebody is going to seize that moment to take that $600 iPhone.
In response, SEPTA police started clamping down in a big way. In 2012, 571 fare evaders were arrested. Last year, there were more than 5,000.
If they're jumping a turnstile when they first come into the system, they're not headed to see grandma or going to the library. They might be planning on engaging in some more serious crime.
And crime on the Market, Frankfurt, and Broad Street lines is now at the lowest it's been in almost 3 years.
How many times have you seen a transit police officer, and how many times have you seen them actually taking somebody off for engaging in a minor offense? Because our theory is that if we can address those minor offenses, we're going to prevent major offenses.
Riding the L or the Broad Street line costs $225 if you're paying cash. How much is it if you get caught leaping over the turnstile? $300. Plus, you get thrown out of the station. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.